we know that the current follow-up model isn't really appropriate to patients' needs, and that's what patients are telling us. So we want to get people rehabilitated back to normal work and life, whatever that represents to them. But the current model, when they come to clinics, it's very busy, it's very rushed. We tend to focus on physical symptoms rather than the whole psychology of getting back to normality after a cancer diagnosis. So that's really what this research is looking at, trying to get people over that hiatus.
A number of researchers will be based at Letterkenny University Hospital, working with yourself and others, and very close monitoring as well.
Yes, I'm very well ably supported by Mary Grace Kelly, who's our clinical trials research nurse, and we have a Dr. Jane Walsh from NUI Galway, who will also assist, and then a number of other professionals within the hospital. So we will give half of the 120 the standardised advice, which is usually delivered in clinics and often a quite paternalistic manner with very little support or time given to explaining what we mean by the different advice that we give them. And then the other half will be enrolled in this cancer self-management program. So we hope that we will be able to give them support and advice to empower them to make lifestyle changes that will benefit them physically and psychologically, and hope that they will live healthier, active, longer lives as a result of that.
Obviously, research is a slow process, and the analysis and the taking the a detailed look afterwards is going to take some time. But you would foresee these protocols being implemented, if the research succeeds, you would see this having effect into the future.
That's our hope. I mean, we know that there are certain things that are risks for cancer development. And we know that if people take certain lifestyle changes, even after a cancer diagnosis, that they have improved health. But it's trying to empower people to make those changes. So we would hope that this program will be delivered. And we were calling it a pilot program. So we're hoping that the model that we used here can be then rolled out. If it's successful, of course, the results will be made available and hopefully rolled out more in a national approach, because we know that we're not supporting people after a cancer diagnosis to make these lifestyle changes that's necessary. The research is there that's telling us, but we struggle to get that into a way that is usable in clinical practice. So that's what we're trying to achieve